Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. I'm your host, Brayden. This is your Cosmic Call-In Show, where we take all your stories, scary stories, spooky stories, your ghost stories, alien stories. You've seen Bigfoot? There's only one place to call in. That's Cosmic Channels. Every Thursday night, we record the show live on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, sometimes Instagram. You can call in at 1-833-703-0424. That's 1-833-703-0424 every Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I just want to give a quick shout out to all the listeners in Florida. You know, as I'm recording this and prepping this episode, Florida's just getting battered by Hurricane Milton. So, you know, my thoughts are going out to everyone, and I hope everyone's safe and made it out okay. And, you know, if you're stuck somewhere, I hope listening to this podcast gives you some reprieve from what's going on. If you want a Cosmic Channel stickers, people have been saying, hey, you know what? We want stickers. Check the show notes. Head to YouTube. Head to our Facebook. We have unbelievable stickers by Cryptid Designs. That's Silver Lotus, who's stepped up to help us. Like, honestly, some of the best stickers you've ever seen. They got little sparkly stars. They're holographic. There's foilies. So you want to get those super reasonably priced. Highest of quality. So we can't thank Silver Lotus enough for her contribution and help to the show. And that being said, listen, you want to help Cosmic Channels? Super easy to do. Head to our YouTube page, Facebook page, Instagram page, TikTok page, Twitch page. Give us a follow, give us a like, listen to the show, tell your friends. And more importantly, you got a story, you got a friend who's got a story, you got a parent who's got a story, you got a friend of a friend. You know, that you've heard a story third hand, I want to hear it. So make sure you call in Thursday night. And if that doesn't work for you, if that's a really tough time, shoot me an email at cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. That's cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. And just say, let me know that you got a story and that Thursday night time slot doesn't work for you. I'm pretty flexible and we can make a time to work to record your story. I would love to have it, but we got a caller on the line. And little caveat about this next caller is I know this next caller. It's a friend of mine. Let's go right to the caller. Mark, how's it going tonight?
Oh, pretty good.
All right, you enjoying the stormy weather?
I thought you were good. I thought you were good at this podcast. And no, you're stumbling like that.
Yeah, I'm not good.
Okay.
That's you know, if I was any good, I wouldn't be doing anything else for work.
Okay. Okay.
This is part time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're on the island too. It's pretty stormy out. You batting it down the hatches over there?
Yeah, it's brutal here.
I'm really
brutal here.
I'm really intrigued because you told me when you told me you're like, hey, I got a story. I have no idea what it is. I'm so excited to hear it.
Well, I mean, yeah, like I don't know. I've always believed in ghosts, but I've never seen anything. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. If you had asked me, like, do you believe in ghosts? I'd say, yeah. You believe in, like, you know, that there's extra whatever. I'm like, yeah, I believe in it, whatever. But I don't have any proof, right? But,
yeah.
And I'm not, you know, I'm not super into it or anything. But it's like, yeah, I had this experience, and it just, like, it freaked me out big time, like huge. So, yeah, it was my girlfriend at the time. This is 2010, something like that. And my girlfriend at the time is living in this little basement suite in Coquitlam. And she's not getting along with the landlord who lives upstairs the whole time she's there. And the relationship's going south, right, with the landlord. So now it's fall. And all of a sudden it's cold, and it's cold at her place all the time. But whatever, she's decided she's moving out, so we don't really push it. Well, like, she's mentioned it to the landlord a couple times. It's freezing down here, and he's like, I know, it's freezing upstairs too. He says, I'm going to get it looked at, whatever. So anyway, we got the truck rented. We're moving out the next day. So, that day in the afternoon, she's getting her damage deposit back, and the landlord's in the suite, and they get in a little, you know, heated little argument, right, over this and that little stuff. And she's like, and the heat, like, it's freezing. And he goes, you know what? He goes, it's freezing upstairs too. And he says, I've had it looked at by a heating guy. And he says, the thermostat seems fine. The furnace is fine. He says, I have no idea, but it's cold here all the time. He says, I swear this place is haunted. He says, I think there's ghosts here. And we laughed right in his face, just started laughing.
Yeah, you're like, all right, slumlord.
Anyway, whatever, the conversation ends, right? We don't even think anything of it. So anyway, then we're watching TV. It's time to go to bed. We're moving out the next day. And she's first. She goes down the hall into the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
And I should put a note here. Ever since I was a kid, my mom was super crazy about making the bed. Like, the bed has to be perfectly made before you go to school, this kind of stuff, right? So that stuck with me my whole life. So I'm the same. Like, I cannot, there's no way I could get into a bed that isn't made. Like, I'd be perfect in the military.
Yeah.
So my wife makes fun of me all the time. She calls me, the princess and the pea, right? I don't even really know what that is, but whatever.
Well, that means you're just so sensitive about your sleep. Like, the princess and the pea, there's, like,
yeah,
she gets, like, nine mattresses. Yeah, she's like, it's like not
a,
comfy.
There's, like, a cartoon or something about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's down. She goes to the bathroom to brush her teeth, right? So I walk in the bathroom or whatever. I chat for 2 seconds, right? And then I go into the bedroom, and the her pillow's on my side, my pillow's on her side, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I kind of grab the pillows, give them a little fluff, fix the pillowcases like an OCD maniac, whatever, and I put the pillows in the right spots and whatever. And so then I go back in the bathroom, and we're chatting, and whatever, she's done brushing her teeth. And so then we walk back in the bedroom, and the pillows are on the way on the other side of the room in the corner.
Oh, jeez.
And I am just like she's still, like, she says that my face was white. Like, I've never experienced anything like that before. And I just stood there staring at these pillows, and she's like, what is the matter? Like, what is the matter with you? And I'm like, I can't even get it out. I'm like,
yeah. Well, then instantly in your head, you're hearing the landlord go, "There's ghosts here."
yeah. Right. Yeah. Like that. That's instantly what I'm thinking. I'm like, holy moly! Like, no. Like we're alone. Like there's no one else in this shitty basement suite. It's like.
And it's not going to be an intruder. An intruder's not like, oh, you know what? This will be funny. Let me just chuck the pillows and hide in the closet. Like, that's not, doesn't make any sense.
Or I'm like second guessing myself, right? I'm like, okay, did I do that? And then I'm like, yeah, I'm 100% sure I put those pillows perfectly in their place. I know 100% sure. Like, because I'm such a neat freak when it comes to the bed, right?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's so creepy. I remember like just lying in that bed like a few minutes later, just staring in like I barely slept.
I would have had that quilt tucked up by my mouth, just peeking around, like terrified.
Yeah. So there is no explanation. I tried thinking of anything, right?
Like, yeah. Ooh, that's so creepy.
Anything, and there was nothing.
It's interesting to me that you had that experience, because you didn't have any like noticeable experiences before, other than this place was unusually cold. Like nothing out of the sorts.
The place was just cold. I mean, yeah. You put the thermostat up, it shows that, you know, 20 degrees or whatever, and
it's got that chill in there.
It's just got that chill.
Yeah, right. I know exactly what you're talking about. The interesting thing to me is that it's not until like the landlord like disclosed, and then you were like, oh, we had a good chuckle about it. And then I wonder if like whatever was there was like, oh, I'm a funny guy, huh? You think this is funny?
Yeah.
Right. And it was like, just showed you, you know, just showed you a little.
Good thing you were moving. That house is saying to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something in that house is saying to me, oh yeah, you're gonna laugh at me?
Yeah. Look at this.
Yeah.
I mean, good thing you moved out the next day.
Oh, I couldn't get out of that place fast enough.
Oh man.
And you know what? If the landlord wasn't such a jerk, and I would have gone and called him and been like, okay, why do you think it's haunted?
Yeah.
Because I know why I think it's haunted.
Yeah, just out of curious. Remember the haunting thing you said? Yeah. I want to know.
Have you seen anything or heard anything or what? But I like, you know.
Oh man,
I wish I would have. But
and also there's like a stigma where you're not like, you don't want to be like, have you like, yeah. You see, people are going to be like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, there's always like that kind of worry too when you share these kind of accounts and stories.
Of
that. And it's like people have these real experiences, and like, dude, when they happen, I've had a few happen to me, and you're just like, oh my God, what's happening? And there's just when there's no explanation, it's the weirdest thing, because you sit there, and then after it happens, you like want it to happen again, but it was so terrifying in the moment, but you want to have it happen again so you can kind of make sense of it, because you're like, is it what I thought it was? Oh, so that's such a, I love getting stories from people that I know, especially like guys like you, because I'm like, man, 100% credible. Like I believe every word you said, and you're not a bullshitter. So I know, like when I know when you tell me these stories, I'm like, this guy's legit.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I gotta tell Brady this story. I can't believe it took me so long to tell you.
Oh, the second you said I got a story, I was like, yes. I'm sorry it took a couple weeks to kind of get you on and get it recorded.
Yeah, so whenever ghosts or extraterrestrial whatever comes up, I'm always like, oh yeah, I'm 100% a believer.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, I'm the same way. Like when people say and tell me these things and they've seen stuff, I'm like, yeah, I have too, and I can't explain it. So now I believe, you know, just about everything. When people tell me, I'm like, yeah, 100%. I've seen some shit too. It's always nice to connect with like-minded people that have and share experiences.
Yeah.
I mean, I've told plenty on the show, but I'll tell you one of mine in person next time I see you.
Yeah, yeah.
And cool. I'll tell you because I seen a shadow figure once. But
oh yeah.
I'll tell you. We'll end this call and then I'll tell you afterwards. But Mark, thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate it. And hey, take it easy. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, for sure. Right. Yeah, we'll talk soon.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Oh, I just love when people I know reach out to me and let me know that they've got a story. Just because it adds that layer of credibility. I've known Mark for quite a while. Real salt of the earth guy. You know, I wholeheartedly believe everything he says. He's not someone to tell tall tales. So this just, it really, you know, makes my, you know, gives me the heebie-jeebies. It makes my, get the goose pimples up and going. I love it. The cool thing about doing a call-in show like this is you realize that so many people have these shared experiences and these weird unexplained events that happen to them that they just can't explain. And that's what this show's for. And if you got a story, you can always call in. Cosmic Channels every Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We take all calls. Lines are 1-833-703-0424. That's 1-833-703-0424. But we got another caller on the line. Calls take priority. Let's go to the caller. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Brandon, calling from Calgary, Alberta.
Hey, what's going on?
No, not much, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, you know, just working the summer sessions, tweaking, trying new things. What do you got going on tonight?
I'm actually at my girlfriend's co-ed.
Your what?
League baseball game.
Oh yeah, co-ed. Nice.
Yeah, but I'm like watching on Facebook right now in between.
Right on.
She's going up,
just crushing dingers.
Not a ghost story. Oh, dude, I'm fucking sorry for swearing. About 6-7 beers deep already. Nice. It's a Thursday night. It's beautiful. It's finally a nice sunny day here.
That's what beer league's for too. Just.
Absolutely. But yeah, I got a UFO story.
Oh, let's hear it.
This is back when I was living in Ontario, I'd say 4 years ago. I used to get up, I lived in Hamilton. So I'd have to get up around 4:30 in the morning to go to work. Cause I worked inside Toronto. So it'd be like with the traffic cut like an hour and a half drive and shit. So it was always dark when I'd leave the house. But one time I was I carpooled with a couple of buddies that I worked with, and we all met in a place called Burlington, and we all met up one morning, and I noticed in the sky, and I'd seen videos of it like previously and like since, that looked similar to what I saw, and it was like this orange orange like a ball of fire flying through the fucking sky as like slow as like possible. Like it was just gliding through the sky. And it dipped down, it came back up. I'd seen it move backwards, and then it moved towards like it just moved in different directions, but it was all moving very slowly.
Wild.
And it was wild. Like I took videos of it, and I think I tagged alien theorists in it like way back in the day. When I did post those videos to like my Instagram story. But I had never seen something like that before. And we were looking it up later on that day, like all three of my buddies that were in the car. And there was no explanation. There was nothing like posted like, oh, they were shooting flares out into Lake Ontario or anything like that. I'll find the videos and I'll send them to you.
Oh, please do. But, yeah.
I don't know, because I know you're the expert. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what it was right now. But the orange ball of fire, the thing that throws it off right away is the moving in different directions.
That's the thing, man. It was like as bright as the moon, almost. Because the moon was still out at that time. It was like 4:30 in the morning. And, yeah, I just never seen something like that in my life. And I don't know if there's any other Ontario listeners that maybe 3-4 years ago saw the same thing. It blew my mind, man. Like it was insane. Like the way it traveled, it was like unlike anything I'd ever seen in the sky.
Well, and that's like, and
I
that's
wish
like
I had more detail.
Well, I mean, that's a key point to this being something like, you know, extraterrestrial or something that's not, you know, unknown, because, you know, a lot of people call and be like, oh, I saw this weird object in it, but you know, it has that linear direction. And then right away, yep. I'm like, well, that's, I mean, you know, like we have satellites, we have planes, we have helicopters, we have stuff that travels like that. So like right away, it's like, you know, if you're looking at the Occam's razor kind of thing, you're like, okay, well, I'm going to lean towards that. If it's traveling in that kind of trajectory that we have here on Earth, that like, more than likely that's what it's going to be. It's just narrowing it down to what exactly it is. But the second you're like, oh, now it's taking, you know, it's taking off in different directions and stuff, then you're like, well, fuck, what are we talking about here? Like some sort of drone on fire.
Like I was, when we drove for like 45 minutes in the opposite direction that I was originally heading. And then like, even still, like we could still see it. Like, at first it was on top of like Lake Ontario. And then after that, it was over top of like Burlington. And then it moved over. Like we could still see it once we hit Mississauga. And it was just like this. It looked like, you know, Bowser shot one of his balls of whatever, you know.
Yeah.
What I'm saying? Like,
it
was insane. I'll try find the video and I'll send it to you. But it was, I don't know, man. It was mind-blowing.
Please do.
How bright it was. And like from like where I could see it had like the little trail behind it and shit like that. It was wild.
That's so fucking strange. Like that's the weirdest part.
Video.
Yeah, send me the video. I'd love to see it. It just the fact that it's going in like different directions. Like how fast? Like you're pretty.
It was like moving so slow. Like at first I thought it was the moon, because like I called my buddy. I'm like, you see the moon this morning? And he's like, yeah. Like, why is it so red? And then I drove past like this area of like forest that I was driving past, and then I saw the real moon in the sky. Oh, that's no moon. That's a space station or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking strange. Anyways,
that's my quick story.
I'll
send you the video. I'd like to see like what you think of it for sure.
Please do. Yeah. I'll take an unbiased look at it. It's aliens.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I'll give you that confirmation bias you're looking for. It's aliens, brother.
Yeah, I just, dude, 100%, man. I think it's aliens.
Well, send it in. I'm curious to see it, and I'll make sure everyone gets to take a peek at it.
Absolutely, man. Well, it was good talking to you, buddy.
Hey, take care.
Listener.
Hit some dingers out there.
I will do, man. Keep those eyes on the sky, brother. Have a good night.
Bye. Awesome. I love getting UFO calls. Listen, if you've seen some strange lights in the sky, it doesn't matter. I don't care how insignificant you think your sighting was. I want to hear about it. Were you just sitting out late one night and you saw, you know, a light in the sky travel from horizon to horizon, make a sudden turn, and you still don't know what it is? Call in. I want to hear about it. 1-833-703-0424. Every Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love hearing about all that kind of stuff. And listen, I'm the resident UFO expert, so maybe we can, you know, figure out if this is a bona fide UFO or not, UFO or not together. Call in. It's not stressful, but if you're one of those people that gets anxiety making phone calls, I know I do, and you're like, you know what? I want to share my story. I just can't bring myself to call in. That's fine. I understand. Here's what I want you to do. Write me the story. Write me an email at cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. Write in your story, and I will read it live on it, one of the live streams. But listen, I hear that phone ringing. We got a call on the line. Calls take priority. Let's go right to the next caller. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Braden. It's Chris. I'm calling from Ontario, Canada, Ontario.
What's going on? I'm from Canada. I don't know any other. Is there more Ontarios?
Well, there's the Ontario, California. I just wanted to specify.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had no idea.
Anyway.
What's going on tonight?
Not much, man. Everybody is watching that debate shit, eh? My wife's watching it too, but I was watching you.
Listen, the debate's going to be funny. It's going to be hilarious. But when it's not hilarious, it's going to be terribly boring. First, someone who's not has any interest in politics in the States. So I'll watch the highlights. I'm sure they'll post the best of clips for guys like me.
Yeah, I'm not really too interested in it, so.
Yeah. What do you got for us tonight?
I wanted to tell you about some of the creepy stuff that happens in my apartment, like my wife and I's apartment.
Oh, let's hear it.
All right. So my wife, she sees shadow people like regularly.
I never
see them. She's in the middle of the night, like she'll wake up like to go pee or something, and there'll be a shadow person like standing in the doorway.
Do you guys own the house or just...
No, it's an apartment in like a low-rise apartment building.
Damn, because the apartment's a scary one because you're like, it might not even be your unit. Something could be going on somewhere else.
No, like the next-door neighbor lady, she's mentioned that she saw them in her apartment too, so I'm sure we're not the only one, like... But, so like it'll stand in the doorway... Or it'll pace back and forth up and down the hallway. And like my wife's way more like she's brave. She doesn't like it, but if she has to pee in the middle of the night, she'll like wait till it walks down the other end of the hallway and then she'll get out of bed and go pee.
Like you can see the shadow enough that you can time to miss it.
She does. Like she'll lay there and watch it. And it'll walk like, I guess it's a certain amount of time, and it'll pace back and forth, she says. And she's like, all right, like, after watching it so long, like, she's afraid to get out of bed, but after so long, she's like, fuck this, I have to pee. So she'll just, like, make a run for it when it's at the other end of the hall.
Ugh. That is terrifying.
So
what does she do? She does the same thing when she's done? She, like, peeks out and, like, sees where it's at?
I guess when she's done, like, it's not there anymore, or it's, like, she just goes back to bed. Like, it's never, like, right there, but... It'll be standing in the doorway or facing in the hall, or like there's been a few times where she's told me in the morning, like they've been in the bedroom.
Oh,
like she says it'll stand at the side of the bed. I think it's other than one time, it's always just one. And I think another time there was two. She said one was in the doorway and one was in the bedroom.
So is this thing like, do you see them too? Or do you think maybe it's something that just your wife is sensitive to?
I think she's sensitive to it because she's seen them all her life. She says, like, at different places she lived, like, when she was a kid and stuff.
Weird.
But, like, I've never seen them here, but, like, we've had other things that I've been witness to, right? Like, so with the shadow people, like the worst thing I think was one time in the middle of the night, she said it felt like a hand grabbed onto her calf and like yanked her leg in bed. Ooh. And she flipped out. Like I woke up. That's like, I never wake up. She usually like when she sees them, she tries to wake me up and I won't wake up.
Yeah.
But this time, like she flipped out and I woke up and she told me, and I was like, oh shit. Okay. Whatever. You go back to sleep.
Oh, that's so terrifying.
So one night, I guess like a similar kind of thing, I woke up because the entire bedspread got yanked off like the bottom corner of the bed. Like the whole blanket just got like right off the bed. And I woke up and I was like, holy shit. And I saw it like on the floor and I just like, kind of grabbed it and pulled it back onto the bed and went back to sleep.
Man, that is... So it's like it's physically interacting with our world. It's not just a shadow. It's whatever this thing is like.
So we assume the shadows, like we assume it's one thing, right? Like it, I guess it could be two different things, but we just kind of assume that it's one thing.
Ooh.
So there's been those things. Like she said she's felt like, you know, like weight on the bed. And I felt that one time on my side of the bed. I felt like it felt like somebody sat down, and then like 10 seconds later, it felt like somebody stood up, like the weight lifted off.
Yeah, see, that's so unnerving because like that's the one place like when you're laying in bed where you're like, don't fuck with me.
It seems like that's where like the majority of the stuff happens when we're in bed. Like, the rest of the time, like, my apartment's not creepy. Like, it doesn't bother me any other time. Like, it's not, like, I kind of think of it as, like, I guess it's a haunted apartment, but it's not what you'd think of as, like, you know, I don't dread coming home or we're not uncomfortable in our house. I think maybe my wife is a little bit more than I am because she sees them.
What about when she's by herself?
She seems to be fine. Like, she's mostly home. Like, I'm away most of the day. She's home. Nothing ever seems to happen in the daytime. Well, actually, with one exception, something actually happened yesterday.
Oh.
Which is why I wanted to call you today. So yesterday, in the middle of the day, I was at work. There's an elderly lady in the building. One of our neighbors came up, and she asked my wife to help her write something because the old lady, like, she shakes and she can't write well. Yeah. So my wife was writing out whatever this was, like on an envelope. And as she was writing it, the big pen, like, just launched out of her hand. Like, it jumped out of her hand and flew like halfway across the room.
Like, someone came in and was like, just pinched it.
Just, like, yanked it. And it landed, like, under the couch. Like, when I got home from work, she's like, she said it disappeared. She's like, I think it went under the couch. Can you look? And I was like, yeah, there is a pen down.
Well, and that's, and listen, that's, and at no fault of hers, I like, if someone yeets a pen out of my hands and it goes under the couch, my brain, like my paranoid brain goes, you got to be out of your goddamn mind if you think I'm putting my arm under there to get it. That's exactly what this thing wants me to do. It's going to yank me under the couch.
I'm pretty sure that's what she was thinking too. She's like, fuck it. He can get it later when he comes home.
Yeah, that's why ghosts can't get me, man. I got that. I'm always on edge. I'm like, not a chance. I'm not getting that. Pen's gone. Could be the last pen in existence. I'd be like, well, it's unfortunate. Yeah. Get some writing in blood. That's terrifying.
So, and one, like another thing I've witnessed. So, like in the shower, you know, those like little shelf things like on a compression rod that goes in the corner with like little shelves for your shampoo and shit.
Yeah.
So we got one of those and like, it's got like three shelves. So two of the shelves are hers and one is mine. And I noticed one time, like this would be like a couple of months ago, I go and have a shower and like her little like loofah sponge, it's on my shelf. And I was like, oh, that's weird because she never puts it there. And I was like, maybe just her shelf is too full, so she tossed it on mine. I was like, whatever. Put it back on hers. And then maybe like a few days later, I saw it again. I think it was three times I noticed this. And I was like, fuck, like, I guess she needs shelf space in the shower. So I was like, whatever. She didn't really think anything of it. And then like the night after that, she asked me, she's like, have you been using my loofah sponge? Like, no, why the fuck would I use your loofah sponge? She's like, well, it keeps ending up on your shelf. Like, why do you put it there? And I was like, I don't put it there. I thought you'd been putting it there. She's like, I put it on my own.
My shelf? And like, that's rich.
I was like, yeah. I was like, so that's, I was like, huh, I've actually seen it there like three or four other times. I was like, you haven't been doing that? She's like, no. I'm like, huh, well, that's a bit strange then. Whatever.
Okay, I'm going to put something uncomfortable into your mind.
All right.
Is there any chance in your apartment building and in your unit that you could potentially be housing like some sort of Frogger?
No.
No? Okay. I just had to check, man.
No, it's not. Yeah.
You're like, you're saying that, like, and now you're like, well, now you're like, well, I better double check everywhere.
No, fuck. There's like 1,000 square feet. We don't have an attic or a crawl space or anything. No.
But like, no loose master key around where someone's helping themselves.
No.
But it wouldn't make sense for the pen and stuff to like, because you turn, you'd be like, oh, hey, there's a person in here.
So the weird thing about the loofah sponge in the shower is like, we kind of have like a bedtime like routine, right? Like she showers first and then I shower after.
Yeah.
And like, there's, I don't know, like maybe 15, 20 minutes in between. So if she's putting it back on her own shelf and then 20 minutes later, when I go in, it's on my shelf. Like it means it just, like it was in that time. Like it just happened. Yeah. I was thinking about that earlier. I was like, it must have just happened. Like, it's got to be in that short period of time in between. But it's also so pointless. Like, what's
the point of doing it? Yeah.
It's not scary. Hey, listen, it wasn't even annoying because neither one of us, we just thought the other one did.
Some people just want to watch the world burn. There's no rhyme or reason to what they do. Right? This maddening. It's interesting because I'm like, it's weird that you have another person in the apartment that says they've seen things like this. But what do you guys think? Like, you guys must talk and have some sort of, you guys must come up with some theories of what or who it is.
She just calls them her shadows. Like, we just say ghosts because we don't know, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just call it the ghosts, or she'll just tell me like randomly. In the morning, she'll be like, oh, the shadows were back last night. They did this. They stood in the way, or they stood at the foot of the bed, whatever.
Weird.
So, yeah, we don't know what they are. So, I'm not sure. I wonder, like, a theory. So, I think sometimes that I astral project in my dreams, like, unintentionally.
Okay.
I feel like I have dreams that I'll be like I'll go to a certain place. It's not even like somewhere that I know. Like I'll have a dream that I'm in this place and there's no substance to the dream, but I know I'm at this place. And then like I'll have dreams, other dreams in the future, and I'll be in the same place. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. Like the settings, the dream changes, but the setting remains the same.
Yeah. Okay. And I've even like seen it. I've seen it from the same angle, and I've seen like the same place from a different angle. Like I think, and I've had other things throughout my life too. So I think that somehow I astral project, and I wonder either if the shadow is like, when you astral project, is there like, does it create some sort of like negative energy when you're out of your body and she can see that? Like, is it me that does the shadow person? That doesn't explain the rest of the shit.
That's interesting. That you're not seeing it because you're the cause.
Because I'm the one. Yeah, and that's why.
That gave me little shivers. That little gave me shivers. She's got to dump your ass.
Hey, Canada Day's our 10-year anniversary. She's not going anywhere.
No, I'm kidding. But that gave me shivers in my spine. Think of that. Like, you don't see them because they're there for you.
I have, and that's the other thing too. Like, you hear when people astral project, they don't want to be away from their meat body for too long because something else can try to go in it. Maybe it's that shit.
Ooh.
That's even worse.
Oh, that's worse. Like something's following, lurks around you because they know that you're unconsciously leaving. So they're looking for an in. Yeah. Ooh, I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like those theories at all. They're way too creepy. Terrifying.
Yeah. And so, like, I don't know, man. I've had weird sleep.
Well, I mean, because that would explain it, the idea that something's creeping around waiting for you to kind of leave your meat suit would make sense because this thing also affects your wife while you're not there. So it's like it's hanging around, you know, just the apartment. So it's and then other people are seeing it, but not you, which then, you know, kind of adds to the fact that of like, maybe it is there for you.
Dude, and it's always like, I have this joke, like I got fucking pokerooed. Like I missed him again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, yeah, that's so, man, that's really terrifying. Really know, terrifying.
Like on the topic of like accidentally astral projecting or whatever you want to call it, like inadvertently doing it unintentionally. Like when I was a kid, I used to get sleep paralysis like kind of regularly, like for years. And I didn't know what it was back then because that was like the early 90s.
Yeah.
So like adding these things together, maybe it is something to do with being out of your physical body. Like I have no idea.
Yeah, that's
no idea.
Yeah, I mean that's just terrifying. That like gave me, you know, because we always talk about the like, you know, people. There's some people that are just sensitive and have gifts to see things, but like I never thought I've never kind of even for a second thought about, well, maybe there's people that are sensitive to like, you know, possession and these things. No. And they're lurking, waiting, like, you know, just waiting for an in. That's
maybe
terrifying.
Yeah, it's there's some layers to it. And as soon as, like, you think you figure it out, or you're like, oh, this makes sense. And you're like, no, but it can't make sense. Like,
yeah,
something else. Ooh. You place another factor into it, and you're like, no, then that doesn't work. Either that or it's two separate things.
Yeah, it's... I don't like that thought that there's something waiting for you. Like, I hate that. I hate that so much.
they could be everywhere waiting for anybody. But yeah. Also, like, the funny thing is, like I said, like, it doesn't feel scary. Like, I don't dread going to sleep. I sleep like a fucking rock.
Yeah, you sleep like a baby because you have no idea. It's everyone else that's sensitive to seeing these things that are like, God damn, these things want this guy. you're like, ah, I have no idea. Ignorance is bliss, whatever. Right?
Yeah.
Right. In this sense,
I like we're happy at home. Like I like my apartment. It's not scary. Like you hear those stories where people are like, you know, they just dread going home, or as soon as they moved into this place, they knew something was wrong. Like it doesn't have that kind of a feeling. It's just an apartment, right?
And the other thing is like, I would say like you definitely, you know, when the vibe's off. Like when you go to a place, like, you know, I've been to other people's houses and you go in and you're just like, I don't feel comfortable in this house. I don't know why.
I felt it once.
Where was that?
I've been in, it was like an abandoned house and went in this room and you're like, yo, something's not right in here. It just feels weird.
But, I mean,
like I've never had that here though.
I think sometimes you just got to trust your intuition. So the fact that you're not getting that there, I think that's a positive. Like I would say you don't have anything to worry about. And it doesn't sound like, you know, whatever's doing these things is doing anything maliciously. Some, like, it's kind of seems like it's like being a bug. You know what I mean? Like, there goes your pen. That's funny.
Yeah. Like, that's kind of what I've always said. I was like, whatever, if they're here, there's like nothing we can do about it. Just don't scare my wife. And I don't give a shit. Right? Like, don't steal my keys and don't scare my wife or my dog. And we're fine.
Yeah, get a Ouija. Get a Ouija, see if you get anything, any hits. Don't open the door. Don't open the door.
As much as I want to, I'm like, no, let's just not.
Don't open the door.
I hear people like in some other like online groups and they're like, oh, you need to cleanse this and that. And I'm like, well, they don't really do anything bad. Why? Like,
whatever. I agree. If they're not, if these things are hanging around and they're not being malicious and this, it's like, you know, are you going to salt and sage everything? Like, what if that they don't go away and now they're like, hey, now we're fucking choked.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, no, I agree with you, man. That's I think like, yeah, let it be. I mean, it seems like it's more of a like interesting stories come of it. So I would let it be. Like, I wouldn't worry if it was any kind of annoyance, I'd maybe sage.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not even really that. Like, maybe for her, and that's what I always make light of it. And she's kind of like, oh, yeah, it's nothing for you. And
yeah.
Like, I know it kind of annoys her, At the least, it annoys her, right?
Has she ever tried to interact with the shadow she sees?
I don't think she tries to interact. Like I said, like they never, other than pacing back and forth, or like, you know, when she had something grab her, like they kind of just stand there.
I'm just so curious. Right? Like I'm so curious. Like and I'm curious because it's not me. No. Because I would never. I would never be like walk up to it. You know what I mean? Like if I saw, like I've seen something. I don't know if it was a shadow person or what, but I've seen something and I froze in fear, and I felt like a fear I've never felt in my entire life. I couldn't even control my inner monologue. So it's like to say like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna go up and see what these things are. I bet no. I bet like you have such a survival instinct to be like, nah, I'm not doing that.
I thought one night I was laying, like it was all dark and stuff, and I was laying on my back and I thought I saw one night in like my peripheral vision. Like I thought one was standing on my side of the bed.
Yeah.
And like I was legitimately scared.
You know what?
And I was like, okay. Like, and I'm trying to wake her up with my foot and stay calm, and like my mind's racing. I was like, holy fuck, this is it. Like I see it. And I was like, what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to wake her up. Like I'm going to see if I can wake her up, and I'm just going to try and hit this thing. Like I'm going to punch it and see what happens. Like either there'll be nothing there, or yeah, I'm going to fucking punch this thing. Like,
yeah.
It was like fight or flight, but I was in my bed. There was no flight. So
you know, there's also a saying, you fuck around, you find out. And you hit this thing and you hit an object and you're like, oh, like now you're.
So like I have like a mild heart attack, and then I decide, she wakes up and she's like, what? And I was like, do you see it? And she's like, see what? And I was like, I think one of them's beside the bed. Ooh. And I just like flung my arm out. Dude, it was the blanket like poofed up beside my head, making like kind of a coney.
Oh,
triangly shape. And it was the fucking blanket. I was like, oh my God, I'm such an idiot. But I was so scared.
See, it's so interesting that, you know, people have these experiences. And like you mentioned with the fleeting glances, you know, people chalk that up to a phenomenon, but like I grew up in a house where we would have this like unexplained things would happen in this house. And like, you would have legit fleeting glances. And it would always be like, if you were sitting in the living room, it would almost be like you would only see someone's like back half of their body walking around a corner. And you'd be like, you'd be like, who's that? No one's home. What? And you kind of like peek and like, no one's there. And like people are like, oh, it's a phenomenon of fleeting glances and thing. And I'm like, yeah, except I've never experienced that ever anywhere else other than that house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like people can chalk that up to like phenomenon and stuff. But like, I mean, there's other people I'm sure can attest to seeing this. But it's like, I've had those experiences where I'm like, I don't have them in my current house. Never. Not once. And like when I was growing up, like, and even into my like teenage years, I would be like, I was uncomfortable to be home alone because you'd be like, you'd hear like, you're just always on edge. You're like, what is that? What is that? What was that? Terrifying. Maybe I watched too many horror movies growing up. I don't know. Something messed me up.
Dude, I'm like that. Like in the wintertime, like I got a snowplow in the wintertime. So you're out like all god awful hours of the night. And like you're out in the country in the bush and stuff. I listen to scary podcasts and shit. Like I'm always on edge.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's it's a recipe. I mean, I'm the same. Like I watched zero horror movies. And then between September and right before Christmas, I watch every horror movie that I haven't seen in the past year, like all of them, just, and then all my favorite classics. And then I'm like, then I'm scared to turn all the lights off in my house for 6 months after until summer. So it's just kind of the cycle of me. So, hey man, thank you so much for calling in with those shadow people stories. And you know, if you have more experiences and stuff, or if things escalate or you get more interesting encounters with them, please call back in. And I'd love to hear from your wife.
Absolutely, I will do, brother.
Right on, man. Take care of yourself.
Thanks for having me. Have a good night.
Oh, just gonna be hard to sleep tonight. If you listen, you got a haunted house, you've had some weird experiences at home, you felt some sort of entity sit on your bed, or you've heard footsteps in your childhood home, you just have a haunted story, this is your place. Cosmic Channels.
You can call in every Thursday, 1-833-703-0424. That's 1-833-703-0424. Listen, you want to help the show? Easy way to help the show. Easiest way is to donate. Donate to the show. We can now accept YouTube Super Chats. You can sign up to be a member on YouTube. I haven't quite decided what the perks are going to be, but you want to be an early bird? Early bird gets the worm. Or you can just head to paypal.me/cosmicchannels and donate right to the show, like Ulyssa and Alex and Ryan. Thank you so much for donating to the show. Really appreciate it. It helps keep the lights on. Everything we raise goes right back into the show. We got another caller on the line, and calls seek priority. Let's go to the caller. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is John Dawson calling from Chatham, Ontario.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Not too bad. You're a first-time caller. I don't recognize your voice.
Absolutely, first-time caller. Actually, I tried calling you back a couple years ago while we were in Mexico for a vacation, but must have had some sort of technical difficulties I wasn't able to call through.
Oh, lame. Well, I'm glad you're calling now. What do you got for us tonight?
I got a ghost story.
Oh, yes. Let's hear it.
It's going to be short and sweet, though. So I used to live on a street called Joseph Street in Chatham. We had a couple weird things happen when we were kids, but my sister was on like a camp, like a summer camp or whatever. And I remember like vividly waking up, looking at my sister and walking to the bathroom kind of thing. And then saying like, "Hey mom, when did we pick Chrissy up?" And my mom's like, "Oh, we pick her up later this afternoon." And I was like, "Oh, that's weird. Well, who's laying in my bed then?" And this person was laying right beside me.
You felt like you felt the weight, or you saw, like you saw the person?
100% saw the person laying right beside me.
And it looked like your sister, or it was just a person?
No, it looked just like my sister in like a white, like gown, almost like a bright white gown.
And you're feeling
like just like my sister.
And you're feeling like you can feel the weight on the bed, like the person on the bed.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Anything ever happened like that to you? Like you ever have ghost footprints or that feeling of a weight on your bed before or after?
Once after, but like years and years down the line.
So what was your mom's reaction to that?
She'd kind of like, you can't explain it kind of thing.
Yeah. And
she was kind of more freaked out back in the day, but when we talk about it now, it's kind of like, I remember that kind of thing.
It's now, how did you feel like once you realized that you're like, oh, what's happened here?
Oh, super duper weird, man. But when you're that young and your mom tells you like, oh, this is blah blah blah, you kind of believe it, right?
Yeah.
Like, because after she said she's not home, she very quickly covered it up with blah blah blah. So
yeah, some people in the chat are asking, did you see it like leave, or did you see it go away, or did it just disappear?
No, so when I woke up, thing or person was laying beside me. I got up out of bed, walked to the bathroom, ran into my mom in the kitchen, asked her when we picked her up, and she said we had not picked her up yet.
Were you like, there's someone in my bed?
yeah, there's something in my bed. And my mom's like, oh well, that's kind of weird, and then went to mom mode.
Yeah. Did she go in and like look? Did she go and look?
That I can't remember, to be honest. But
did she check the closet? Check under the bed? Like, how old were you when this happened?
I would say it's one of my earlier memories, so it would have been I don't know. That's a tough one to answer, honestly.
Like if we're saying five, we're in the ballpark.
I'd say a little bit later, like later than that, maybe 7-8.
7-8? Like, were you in school?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, so you're in school. So yeah, okay.
And that's what made it weird, right? Because she would usually be there, because she would stay, like we would stay in each other's rooms.
Yeah.
And then she was on her, like, well, it's called St. Vincent de Paul down here, but she was on her camping thing for the summer, and she just was not home when I thought she was.
That's so weird. It makes me think that, like, you know, because people, you know, well, people, I'm going to point this to people. Me, I always say, like, you know, kids, the veil is, like, thin around kids, and, like, they see things that we just can't, like, whatever, you know, maybe our brain as it develops, we just harden that part off. And
100%.
We no longer have the ability. But, you know, hearing something like that, and you're saying, like, it was your sister, you feel like it was your sister, it makes me think that, you know, maybe whatever kids have, that they can just, you know, they're also seeing through, like, space and time at the same time. Like, you're experiencing time differently when you're a kid. I don't know. It's so weird, man. That's such a strange feeling to be like, hey, there's my sister sleeping. And then you leave and you're like, she's not home. Well,
yeah, when you get back into the room and she's not there no more, like, it's really damn weird.
Yeah, you're like, well, something strange is afoot, mother.
Absolutely.
Yeah, someone's asking, Duchess Doobies is asking, have you ever had any other paranormal experiences in the house?
A few. One of the other ones that was like a standout was... So our house back when we were kids was like very divided, but there was like a long hallway kind of thing, if it makes sense.
Yeah.
And my mom and dad's room were in the back of the house and our rooms were in the front of the house. And when there was a day where mom was putting the laundry away or whatever, and had yelled at me like, what are you doing kind of thing. And I was nowhere to be found. She thought she had seen me in a room, and I was not there. Ooh. Like, I was on the other side of the house. So when she yelled for John, there was no John there. It was
something
clearly
else.
Somebody else in the house, and we were the only two there.
Oh, man, that's... So something... I mean... Okay. Well, let's look this up. What mimics...
And the thing is, when we were growing up, like it never felt like a bad feeling. You could feel something there, but it wasn't a negative feeling.
Some people are saying like they just call them mimics, and they just mimic people. There's demons called mimic demons. They say it'll start by copying voices or appear as them. But this didn't really do anything. You're saying it's not really like. Like, you didn't feel, like, fear or like, anything.
No.
It was just a strangeness.
Yeah, it was like you could feel something was there, but it wasn't something that you were going to kind of worry about.
Oh, man, the laying beside you in bed, it's like, it's almost like, you know, it wanted to be close to you or feel closeness or something. It's just a really strange... And then just gone. You're like, holy.
It's right.
Yeah. Very strange. But it does make me think, I'm like, maybe kids just, because like, you know, you hear vivid stories of people, you know, as kids, like sharing different experiences and stuff. And I wonder if just like really just kids just have like, they truly do have like a sixth sense that we just, you lose and you don't remember we pawn it off as adults as, oh, you just vivid imagination. That's what it is. That's all you have. But it's like, you know, maybe there's something more, a little more to it, to have these kind of like vivid experiences.
It's gotta be something like that.
But so like the no issues. Like after that, you weren't scared, like, you know, to be in the room or anything, like You weren't.
No, it's kind of like a, almost like a calming, to be honest with you, if that makes sense.
Weird. Very strange.
Yeah, it was.
Man, that's that's a great tale.
Well, thank you, man. I got a couple more for you, but I'll let you go. Hopefully somebody else can get on, and I look forward to getting on in the future, man.
Oh, every Thursday, man, so feel free to call back.
Dude, your show's my favorite. I'm not going to lie. So I will listen next Thursday, and hopefully I can talk to you again.
Well, I'm just compiling stories right now, basically during the summer, to kick off season 9. So your story will be featured sometime in season 9 when I start releasing episodes on the podcast version sometime in September.
Sounds good, man. And if I can get you my email, and if you ever need a reader, I can read something for you. And I just appreciate everything you do, man.
Cheers, brother. Shoot me a message, cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Peace.
All right. Have a good night. See ya.
That's going to wrap up this week of Cosmic Channels. But listen, you want more Cosmic Channels? You listen to the podcast version of this, you're like, I want more. Well, tune in live Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Jump in the chat. You can ask questions of callers live. Sometimes I get to those questions. That's the coolest way. Come hang out. It's a different vibe. It's not as spooky in the live stream. It's more, pretty easy. I kind of spook it up for the podcast version. Thank you, everyone who's supporting Cosmic Channels. We really appreciate it. This show dies without you guys supporting the show, listening to the show, sharing it with your friends. So thank you. Thank you so much for doing just that. And with that, we will see you next Thursday. And Cosmic Lines are now closed. Thank you.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.